Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about being careful of the advice that you accept from other people. Someone once told me an opinion is like a nose. Everybody has one. And if you get on Facebook and you start scrolling for information on any topic under the sun, you just got to do that one time. Your Facebook feed is just going to blow up with all kinds of information about that topic. And you cannot believe it all. Believe me, I have experienced this. If you put in how to lose weight, there will be 75,326 people all have a different opinion, and theirs is right. Absolutely, theirs is right. Or if you put in about dementia, you're going to have all kinds of information. Some of it is very good. Some of it is not so good. So I want you to be careful about that. I'll tell you somebody on the social media that I do follow is Dr. Clint Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E. He does really quick, like 1 minute videos, like somebody else you might know called Carol Howell. And he has a lot of good information. I do enjoy watching his videos. But just because someone is putting information out doesn't mean you need to follow it. Now, how do you know what to follow? Well, if there is a topic, a particular topic that comes up, let's say the topic is vitamin D, as in dog, deficiency, and the link it has towards dementia. Is that for real? Is that really the truth? Should I be on a vitamin D supplement? Should my person with dementia be on a vitamin D supplement? Well, then Google those words and read what Cleveland Clinic says about it, or another reputable source, not just somebody. Now, for most people, I would be that somebody. They don't know me, but you do. And I can tell you any information I share with you is from classes I have taken, online studies I have done, books that I have read by reputable physicians, not just somebody. So don't make this stuff up. I really wish I was smart enough to make this stuff up, but I'm not. So I have to depend on the education of others to educate me. But you have to be careful. What we most commonly see is, I most commonly see through the phone calls I get, is my Aunt Jane's sister twice removed who lived next door, who the uncle had five toes or six toes on his left foot. You know, these convoluted stories about people. And they said that, this is one of the things I hear, they said that Medicare would pay for assisted living. I'm like, no, Medicare does not pay for assisted living. Well, they used to. And I'm like, no, Medicare's never paid for assisted living. Come to find out, really what happened was Medicare paid for someone to go to rehab. That rehab was located in a continuing care retirement community. And that continuing care retirement community had independent living and assisted living and memory care and skilled nursing and rehab, all those levels. So the story gets kind of convoluted. Have you ever done that little exercise where you put like 5, 6, 7, 8 people in a row? Someone whispers in the ear of the first person a sentence, and then they whisper in the ear to the next one, and they whisper in the ear to the next one. And at the very end, the last person says it out loud. And generally, it is nothing like how that sentence actually started. That's very much how a lot of the information that people are hearing about dementia caregiving, memory care, skilled nursing, Medicare, Medicaid. Oh, Medicaid for sure. That's how some of those things happen. It starts accurate. It just ends up really messed up. I'm going to make sure my mom or dad gets on Medicaid. I mean, wait, then we find out mom and dad has $2 million. See, that might be a problem. Now, we can put some of that money in a trust. There are things we can do, but you know, it might be a problem. And just because you want it doesn't mean there's a bed available too. So I try to help people with that. The point of this whole podcast for you is I am here to help with those things. If you are hearing this particular thing and you wonder if it's true, then write me. My email is carol@letstalkdementia.org, or you can go to the website www.letstalkdementia.org and click on the drop-down menu, and there will be a place there where you can write me. And I will either call you or write you back, whichever you prefer, and help you have clarity on whatever it is that maybe you're kind of wondering about. And kudos to you for wondering about it. Just don't believe everything you hear about anything. It's just so confusing in today's world. You can watch a video online and it's somebody you respect and their mouth is moving, saying words, and come to find out it's all AI generated and they never said it at all. How does that happen in our world? You never know who to believe. But if you're going to letstalkdementia.org or you're going to my page, Let's Talk Dementia, or actually A Minute of Your Day, that's the YouTube page, A Minute of Your Day is where my videos are, then that's me. And it's not somebody pretending to me to be me using AI, which is just scary. I'm not kidding you. So be careful. Do your due diligence. Check with two or three sources to make sure that what you're hearing is accurate. You'll be glad you did. Write me and we'll have a conversation. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.